Be'ezus Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Imoi, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Beitza daf Chaf Gimel, Be'ez Hashem. We're going to finish the second parak of Beitza today. We got up to the words Iboilahu, is that correct? No, where did we get up? Yeah. Three lines from the bottom? Okay. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes Machlokis, is it mutter to spice up fruit with a smell on Yontif by creating burning some spices, and you want to burn the spices and put some nice smell into the fruit? Is that permissible on Yontif or not? Says the Gemara. Yibayluhu. The Bnei Hayishiv asked the question with three lines in the bottom on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Mahu la'ashen. On Yom Tov, are you allowed to cause smoke from spices, burning spices, which give off a beautiful smell, and you want to do that in order to put a nice smell into, let's say, figs, dates, on top of like a mat which has holes in it, which is on top of like a grill, and then you underneath it, you make a fire and you put spices on the fire underneath it so that the fruit should get the nice smell of the spices. Is that permissible on Yontif? And we throw onto the coals spices. Oh, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rab Amarav Usser. He says, you're violating making a fire, you're extinguishing a fire, as we'll see shortly, even though it's Melechus Ochel Nefesh is mutter, but we only permit Melechus Ochel Nefesh for a Dover HaShavah L'chol Nefesh, something that everybody would objectively consider to be something positive for food. In this case, you have a Mishigas that you want a particular smell in the thing, that's not going to be permissible to light a fire for this. This is a Pinuk Biutar. This is like you're a specifically fancy or very dainty kind of person. It's only for an istinus, and only for somebody who's like, you know, who's very particular about his foods. So such a malacha, we're not going to let you violate.
And then just get into the smoking cigarettes on the division.
It could be related to that, exactly. Is that considered to be Dabra Shavah L'chol Nefesh? Great question. Mordechai wants to know, what about smoking cigarettes? Ushmuel Amar, yeah, not Lamaisa. Halacha Lalo Lamaisa. Ushmuel Amar Mutter. Shmuel says, no. It is a malacha hashav l'chol nefesh, because even poor people could benefit from this. The fact that they don't do it is that they don't have the money to do it, but that doesn't mean that it's only for rich people. Rav Huna Amar, Aser Mipnei Shemechabe. Rav Huna says it's Aser because you are extinguishing when you throw the spices on the coals at first. So the first effect is to extinguish the burning embers of the coals, even though afterwards it comes back up again. And even though it's Tzorach Ochel Nefesh, nevertheless it's Aser because it's not Shavah L'chol Nefesh. He agrees to Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. Amali Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, why are you telling me it's because of Mechabe v'nei mamar m'pneisha mavir? It's not only extinguishing, it's also burning them. Because even though at the beginning when you throw the powder from the spices on top of the burning coals, the beginning, the first effect is to extinguish. But then what happens is it burns up again. So there's also mavir. Amarla, you're right. Listen, I chose the malacha that you do first. First, it's mechabe, and then it's maver. It's true, but I only said one out of two. But in truth, it's both of them. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Al gabe gacheles aser. If you're doing this on top of burning coals, that's really aser. However, al gabe cheres mutter. However, let's say you have a burning piece of pottery or earthenware that you heated up in the fire, So here, you're not extinguishing anything. There's no coals. So you just have this burning thing. So if you put the spices on top of this burning piece of a pottery, even though the heat from the piece of earthenware causes the spices to go on fire, it's not usher, because this is basically like a shinui, and therefore it's not usher midoraisa. And once it's not usher midoraisa, it's mutter for simchas yantiv. It's like causing a fire ayidei shinui. That's what the rishonim say over here, and therefore it's mutter. The rabba amar, no, even al gabe cheres nami usher. Rabba holds, even if it's on top of earthenware, it's also usher mishum. De kamolid recha. Oh, what in the world is this? So Rabbi introduces a new problem over here, that creating a smell out of nothing, creating a smell, that's a problem on Yontif. Why? What's the problem? Very hard to know what the problem is. It's molid recha, that's the problem. So the Rishonim say that it's doyme la'osa malacha chadasha. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Aser on the sixth line from the top in Rashi. See that? No, that's not the right one. Second line on the top. From Rashi, De kamolid recha, shenichnas becheres, shelo haya bo reach v'aser midrabanan, shehamolid davar chadash, karuv hu la'osem malacha chadash. I don't know what it means. I don't exactly know what it means, but the Gemara assumes there's this molid recha, that you're karov to make it looks like you're making something new out of nothing. Looks like nolad, looks like a new malacha, looks like, I don't know, bona, I don't know, it looks like you're making something new. I don't know exactly what it is. But this is molid reach. Now the Gemara wants to know, are you allowed to, let's say you have a cup that smells very beautiful. So can you, or a bowl that smells very nicely, can you put that bowl on top of garments, silk? Rabba Rav Yosef Damar Tarvayu, Schufei Kasa Ashiroi Biyomotava, to cover over, let's say, a cup which smells very beautiful on top of silk on Yontif, on top of a silk garments, so that the smell should go into them, usser. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the problem? Same thing. Mishum de kamolid recha. You are creating a new smell in the garments. And therefore, it's the same problem of molid recha. You're not allowed to create a new smell in the garments. Ask the Gemara, umay shna, mi molala, umay riachbo. Why is this any different between the halacha that we're going to learn later on in Beitz and Daflam and Gimelam and Beis, that if you have, let's say, a spice? So on Yontif, you are allowed to take, let's say, a tree that's a spice and crush it up in order to smell it. Umeriachbo, you want to have a pleasant smell on Yontif. Or kotmo, you're allowed to break the head of it. Umeriachbo. So how come to take a cup and put the new smell into a garment is no good, but just to take a spice and crush it up and just smell the spices, that is good? Answer the Gemara, Hasan, Rechamia Isa. The smell was always there in this spice. You're just uncovering it. By grinding it up, you're just taking something that already smelled and making the smell a little bit more pungent. That's not molid recha. Hacha, here you had a garment that did not smell at all, and you are taking a garment that did not smell at all, and you're adding and producing new smell into a garment. Hacha olid yudka molid recha. Rava Amar, al gabe gachelas nami mutter. Rava goes back to the case that we had before about the fruit. He says to cause the fire with the spices into the fruit, like Shmuel said earlier, that's also mutter. Even though you're extinguishing and you're lighting a fire, nevertheless, it is considered chavachol nefesh. Mididahavaya bisra agumri. He says it's mutter. Just like another heter that we have, it's mutter for ochel nefesh to place meat on top of coals on Yontif to roast them. Even though you're extinguishing the coals by putting the meat on it, and then you're causing the coals to burn up again, and even molid reach. Nevertheless, it's all mutter for Simchas Yantiv. Right, just take a look at the top line of Tosfos, what I said before. Al Gabi Cheres, very top line. Al Gabi Cheres, why was it mutter with an earthenware kli? Pirush Rashi. Shum she'ein kan kibui. V'imishum havara. There is a little bit of a burning fire. Havara kalacha yad. V'shara lasos of the yantiv. It's a shinoi, and therefore it's permissible on yantiv. Okay, let's continue. I didn't wish good morning to everybody. Good morning, Avi. Good morning, Dr. Joe. Good morning, Eitan. Svika. Remordechai. Chanachenach. Yaakov. Ruben. Good morning, everybody. Here we go. So, says the Gemara. Darash Rav Gavia Mibeik Seal. That's where he lived. Apischa de Bei Reish Galusa, on the entrance to the house of the Reish Galusa. Ketura Shari. He says, Keturah on Yantiv is permissible. Now, Keturah can mean one of two things. Keturah can mean something about tying, like kesher, like a knot, or it can mean burning something. So, what's going on over here? Vayal, Kitor, right? By, I think by Stom and Amor, it says, Vayar HaKitor Ke'eshna Kivshan. I think it has a lashon like that. Amalei, Amemer, my Keturah. Okay, you said something is mutter. We know you said something. Now, what in the world are you talking about? What's mutter? E Keturah biyadeh. If you're talking about tying the woman's sleeves, you're talking about tying the woman's sleeves on a piece of wood, in order to complete the garment, her sleeves, Maisa Umanhu. So it's like misaking money. You're like fixing the garment. That's like what an Uman would do to fix the garments. Misaking money. Others say it's actually kosher. Rashi is two pshatim over here. I think one is misaking money, one is kosher. Two versions. If you meant that you're not talking about tying anything at all, you meant like making a fire because your ketur, you would burn incense into the garment in order to give the garment a nice smell. Asid the kamolid recha, right? Like we said earlier, Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says, Amar Ravashi, Ano Amrita Nahale. I said this halacha in front of Rav Gaviha, so I heard it from him. And when Rav Gaviha said this halacha, he said in the name of a great tzaddik, an Adam Gadol, I said it to him, and this is what, okay, who said it to who here? All right, I said this din in front of Rav Gaviha, so he heard it from me. I said it to him in the name of Adam Gadol. La'olam la'ashein. I'm talking about putting good smell into the fruit. Well, mi de da'ave abisra gomre. Just like you're allowed to roast meat on the coals, even though you first extinguish the coals and then you cause the coals to burn. But for Simchas Yantiv, it's considered to be mutter. It's a davar hashava l'chol nefesh, and therefore you are allowed to do it for food. Now we learned in the Mishnah of osin gedi makulas. You are allowed to roast. A Gedi Mekulas is like a goat that looks like a person in armor, right? A goat in its armor, or like it looks like a soldier because you take off the insides and you put them on the side and you roast it all together. So the Gemara says, what in the world is the reason that the Chachamim would argue, right? The Mishnah said three things: Rav Elazar ben Azariah was mater and the Chachamim prohibited. So what did they prohibit? So why'd they prohibit it? Oh, we learned this. This is a chazara from Maseches Pesachim. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yom HaTodos Ish Romi, Hinegetz B'nei Romi, Lechol Gedi Mekulas. Todos from Rome, he had a minig in Rome to eat this roasted, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he would eat this roasted goat, and it had the innards hanging on the outside, this Gedi Mekulas, just like you would do a Korban Pesach. But Lele Psachim, he would do it Zeichel the Karban Pesach. Sholchole, the rabbi said to him, what are you doing? Il Male Todasata, if you wouldn't be such a big Talmud Chacham, Gozran alecha nidir, he put you in cherem for this. Shata machil s'bnei Yisrael kachim b'chutz. It's like you're being machil kachim b'chutz. The reason I wanted to put him in cherem is because the chachamim had asked this, and he's violating the din of the chachamim. He's violating the din of the chachamim. Told us was a chacham b'Torah. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean, kachim sakadaydach? What do you mean? He's giving them karbanos? What do you mean they didn't designate it as a karban pesach? It was chulin. It was just zeichel a karban pesach." Says the Gemara, "Ela no ke'ein kachim. Right? It looks like you do. That's why many people have the minhag at the seder not to have any roasted meat at the seder, only stew." The Kamenetsky house, we have no roasted meat at the Seder, only like boiled or cooked, like a stew we have at Seder night, not roasted meat. Certainly not, maybe some people have roasted chicken, but certainly not roasted meat people don't have. Let's say steak, you're not going to have at the Seder or whatever, roasted meat, because it looks like it's near a ka'ocha kachim b'chutz. And similarly, my father always had the minhag that when you say, Rabbi Gamliel, I almost shalosh d'var melo, so my father wouldn't point to the Zeroa. Right, the other ones he would do Pesach Matzah Maror, but the Pesach he wouldn't point to because again it's Nirek Kachim B'chutz. If your mom is going to say this is the Korban Pesach, it looks bad. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, this is the last. No, it's not the last Mishnah. We got like three more of them. Okay, a lot of more Mishnahs. Yeah, two more after this. Okay. Says the Mishnah. So three things Rav Gamliel was lenient against the Chacham. That was the last Mishnah. So now we're going to say, right. The last Mishnah was three things that Rav Gamliel was lenient against Chachamim. Now we're going to learn three things that Rav Elazar ben Azariah was lenient against Chachamim. And again, some of this is going to be Chazara from Masechet Shabbos. Here we go. Oh, so great, Mamish, when you learn the whole Shas. So everything, a lot is Chazara, so you get a lot of chance to review. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Shlosh Dvarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir, V'chachamim Osrim, Paraso, remember this? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow, Yotza, on Shabbos, Berutzua, Shebein Karnel. Wow. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow had a ribbon, Linoi, for beautifying it. Wow. And why isn't that carrying? His cow.
It wasn't his cow.
It was his neighbor's cow. We'll see in the Gemara. Very good. Very good. But simple shot is it was his cow. Right? And it's us, so you're not allowed to have your animal carry things on Shabbos. It wasn't said. It's just to beautify him. It's not considered to be carrying. And the Chacham disagree. And they say it's considered to be a masa. And it's us. In Shabbos, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, it is Mutter Lepar Lotzis Beretzua Nesumim Kanea Kidei L'Shomra. Right? What about if you have like the leash on it in order to protect it? So the one who asks this says it's too much. Shmir your savior because cows aren't going anywhere. You don't need it. The other one says no. As long as it's L'Shmira, it's not a masa. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's Aser. Whether it's Lenoi or Lashmira, you're not allowed to have it on Shabbos if there's no Erev. Bir Alacha quotes Machlokas Aposkim, is that even in a Carmelis or only in a Rishus Harab? Can I borrow this? In a Carmelis or only in a Rishus Harab and Gemura? Number Yud Tess in purple. Okay, good. Here we go. Umikardin Esabahim Biyantif. And he permitted you to comb the animal with a comb that had very sharp sharp teeth, because you're going to clean it from the dirt, which caused it pain. Even though you're going to make a chabura in the animal, you're going to draw a little bit of blood, so it's a told of shochet. Nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted this, and we'll see why in the Gemara.
This is talking about
Yontif,
correct?
Yontif, yeah, what did I say? Yontif, maybe even Shabbos. Why do you say only Yontif? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, the first one, I don't think it says
Shabbos.
Yeah, Shabbos. First one is Shabbos.
First one is Shabbos.
Shabbos. This one, Yantav, yeah. Makardin, I'm sorry. Spam Yantav, correct. Vishochakin esa pilpulin bere chayim shalem. And you're even allowed to grind peppercorns in their particular grindstone that's made for them. Rabbi Lezer holds that it's mutter to grind them the same way you would grind them all the rest of the year. And there's no problem of tchina because it's tzorech ochel nefesh and it's mutter and yantav. The chacham say no. You're not allowed to use the regular grinder. You could use something else. You have to. That would be uvde dechol. So you have to use something else. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein mekardin esabehema biyantif. He says you're not allowed to comb them with a very fine with one made of iron. Mipnei sheosa chabura. You're going to cause blood to come. Aval mekartifim. But you are allowed to grind it with a comb that has thicker teeth, and therefore it's not going to cause blood. Chachamim omrim ein mekardin v'aflo mekartifin. Chachamim say you're not allowed to do either one. The Gemara is going to explain because we make a gzera on the thick one, atu, the thin one. Since the thin one draws blood, you're not even allowed to use the thick one. Or, you know, once we tell you a lot of comb, people aren't going to be so careful, and they're going to do it even with the thin one. Says the Gemara. Lameimra, Drabalazim and Azaria. Lameimra, Drabalazim and Azaria. Chada para haviale. He only had one cow. It says paroso. It's like he had one Betsy. He had one who everybody knew who it was. Lameimra, Drabalazim and Azaria. Chada para haviale. He had one cow. Amarav, Amrila, Amrav, Amarav. Tlesar Alfe Agole, Avim Maase, Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah, Me'edje, Kol Shad, Meshad. Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah would give 13,000 calves as his Meiser Behema. So he had 130,000 minimum. So what do you mean his one cow? Very wealthy. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes a Bryce, Tana. Lo Shaloh, I say, like Rabbi Mordechai said. This cow we're talking about here wasn't his cow. It was his neighbor's cow. When we talk Shalom Michaba, since he never protested and told her, what are you doing? How are you letting your cow go out? Nikres al Shmo. It calls it as if it was his cow. It was as if it was his cow. And it's his sin. He gets the Avera. Because somebody who could have stopped somebody else from doing an Avera, and he doesn't stop him, it's as if you did the Avera. Wow. Okay, let's continue. Now, why didn't he protest? Because he held it was mutter. He held it wasn't a masur. So says the Rambam in the Perek Mishnayos over there in Shabbos, Perekei Mishnah Dal. Tosis Rabbi Kiv Eger on the Mishnayos wants to know, are women obligated in the midst of Shvisis Behema? Because maybe Shvisis Behemta was only a mitzvah saseh. It's learned out of the pasuk, Uvayom hashvi'i tishbos. So, and Zman grava, Eino noheges benoshim. Women are not obligated in mitzvah saseh shas man grava, that your animal is an aseh. Laman yanuach sharcha, your animal has to be shoves. No, maybe they're also chayavas, like the Ran, famous Ran. I quote this Ran all the time. On the riff in Shabbos. The kol sheyeshnu b'shama yeshnu b'zachar doesn't just mean kiddush. Right? Some rishonim say it means kol sheyeshnu is only kiddush. The Gemara only has it for kiddush. It means that all of kedusha Shabbos is one kedusha. So once women are obligated in the don'ts of Shabbos, that's why the Ran says over there. What's the Ran talking about over there? Why are women obligated in shalosh shudas? The zel b'zach machlokas Ran Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says af hein hayu ba'osa hanes of the mon. The Ran says you don't need that. What do you mean? Kol sheyeshnu b'shama yeshnu b'zachar. Women are obligated in all the dues of Shabbos because Shabbos is one kedusha zayom. You can't split Shabbos and say they're only obligated in the don'ts, not the dues. Oh, so maybe this is also part of that shaila. Afshe and Zasei lefish dosh chazal kol sheyishne b'shmi yishne b'zchira. Oh, need the pen again. Here we go. Givaldik. So that's Rabbi Kiv Eger has his shaila. Rabbi Shechta used to joke around. The Ran says we're not obligated in Shalosh Shudas because Kol Sheyeshem B'Shav Yeshem B'Zachar. Rabbi Natam says Afei Noi Bo Sanes. Why did the Ran not like Rabbi Natam? Ran didn't like Rabbi Natam because Afei Noi Bo Sanes, or Salvechik already said, is only by mitzvahs that are Pursumei Nisa, not by the Mun. It's not Pursumei Nisa. Why did he like Kol Sheyeshem B'Shav? The Gemara says only Kiddush. So why are women not Makbe nowadays in Shalosh Shudas? They hold neither like Rabbi Ran nor Rabbi Natam. That's against the din. It says in Shulchan Aruch It says in Shulchan Aruch, the women are obligated in Shalosh. They don't have to wash. No, so you could have them. Shulchan Aruch says you could have mezonos. You could have even fruit according to some. But on the short Shabbosim, and if you just have one meal, you have to tell your wife. She has to make sure to have Shalosh Shudas. At least eat something. Have a fruit or something on 3 o'clock in the afternoon after on the short Shabbosim. Okay. The Magia on the Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, from our Gemara, the Parah Haisa Shchentel Shir Rabbi Lazar, nevertheless was Aser. So you see, women are obligated on Shvises Behemah. How could Rabbi Kiva Eger have a Shiloh? It's Mephorish in the Gemara over here. So the Magia asks Rabbi Kiva Eger, apparently he has this Shiloh over there, in Shabbos, on that Mishnah, Parakeh Mishnah Aleph, in Shabbos. Bameh Behemah Yotza. So that's what it's all talking about. Okay, let's continue. I got to go home and get my lulav. All right, let's go. Says the Gemara, "Umekardenas abehema biyantif." So he permitted you to comb the animal on yantif. Tana Rabbanan, ezu kirud vezu kirtzif. Kirud ketanim, sharp small teeth. Vaosin chabura. Kirtzif gedolim veinosin chabura. They don't draw blood. The shalosh macholik zdaver. There's three opinions. Rabbi Yudasavar davar shein miskavin aser. He says you're even allowed to use the small one because it's not a psik resha miu. Kirud, kitanim, va'osin chabura. Hold on 1 second. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, Davashim said to us. Right. Miu, kirud, right. So kitanim, that there's even a chance. So that's a Darvish and a Miskave. Kirtzov, but if you're going to use the Gedolim, you can use the big, thick teeth. It's not sharp. It's thicker. It's not going to... Ve'enos and Chabura. Never. V'lo gazin and Kirtzov atu kira. We don't aser with the thick one, atu the thin one. Darvish and a Miskave is aser. Rabbi Huz's famous sheet, all of Shas. Dovashim Skan is us. That's why you're not allowed to comb the animal because it may draw blood with the sharp one. Verabadon, Savrinami Kravihuda, they Dovashim Skavin Usr, the Gazrin and Kirsuf Atukirid. The Chachamim in the Mishnah forbid even combing the animal with the thick ones because people are going to get confused. They're going to come to do it with the thin ones. That's the way we pass him. Dovashim Skavin Mutter, Bain Kir, Bain Kirsuf Shari. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Davar Shimon Skav is mutter. So you're allowed to drag a bench in your backyard if it might make a chritz and violate charisha, or if it's in the house, bone. Shari b'lozman azariah modelo. You see, you pass it like it. Only Rav Nachman ulu v'leim mamar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Shari chachamim modim lo. What do you mean? What do you tell me, Rabbi Elazar Zayin? But the Chacham agreed Rabbi Shimon. Chacham agreed Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, Anok Rabbi Shimon, severely. Rabbi Nachman said, I hold like Rabbi Shimon. V'ocher, Rabbi Elazar Zayin, modelo. Right. I meant, I hold like him. And furthermore, that that's an extra proof to me, is that Rabbi Elazar Zayin also agrees to him. Okay. Home stretch here. Says the new Mishnah. Since in the previous Mishnah we had a machlokas about grinding peppercorns in their grinders on Yontif. So what's the din of this grinder as far as being makabel tumah? Let's remember. Well, brief review of Rabbi Chanina Skanaka. Brief review over here of explain the laws of tumas kalim. So kli eitz. Is only mekabel tumah, a wooden vessel is only mekabel tumah midoraisa if it has a base kibul. It's interesting. So I always hack about the schach, right? The bamboo. So somebody told me, no, you think you're so firm you use bamboo? Over time, and this my sukkah is now 30 years old, over time the bamboo starts to develop cracks. So why isn't it pshuti kliates that has a base kibul? It's mekabel tumah. You think you're being so firm, but it's a kli, it's mekabel tumah. It's putu kliates and mekabel tumah now. I asked Rabbi Willig about this. He says, that's not I asked for Mordechai. I said, that's not the, if you make a hole, it's, if it just happens to open a crack, no one's using that your bamboo to drink, to put store something in there. It's not considered to be a base kibble. Now, a metal kli is mekabel tuma even if it has no base kibble. And a garment is also mekabel tuma even if it has no base kibble. Ah, so rechaim shel pilpulin, says the Mishnah. So the grindstone, the grinder for the peppercorns, has three kelim. Tmeim shem shlosha kelim. Mishem kli kibble. The top kli was a wooden kli that had a base kibble. Umishem kli machis. The middle one was metal. Umishem kli, the bottom one, was metal. Umishem kli kvara. The middle one was like a sifter, was like a cloth. So it also was makabel tuma. Says the word tana. Tachtoina, I got it backwards. Tachtoina is mishem kli kibble. The bottom one was a kli eitz that had a kli kibble. Emtsois, I got right, mishum kli kvara. El Yona, the top one, mishum kli matchis. I mean, it had a metal covering on it, so the eitz is batel, and therefore it's considered to be pshuti kli matchis, and the makabel tuma because of that. Okay, last Mishnah in the Perek. Here we go. We're talking about a child's wagon as far as Tumas Medrash. So Adam v'Kelim are only mekabel tuma midoraisa from an ava tuma, right? A rishon only conveys tuma to ochlin umashkin midoraisa. If a zav touches a kli, the zav is an ava tuma, so the kli is going to become a rishon l'tuma, and therefore that kli will only be metame ochlin umashkin. However, something that a zav sits on or lies on becomes an ava tuma like it. That's called tumas medrash. Tumas Medrash is only something that's made for sitting or lying on. However, if the Zav lies on a Kli that's meant for something else, it does not become Tummy with Tumas Medrash. It'll become a Rishon, but it won't become an Ava Tummy because it's not made for sitting or lying down. Let's say a Zav sits on an upside down pail or something. So then it's going to become a Rishon. It's not made for, the pail is not made for sitting or lying on. Agala Shel Katan. Let's say you have a wagon. Let's say one of those little tykes, wagon toys that you made to push a young child in. Made for a toy. So you push the kid in it. So let's say the kid is a zav. I don't know how old you have to be a zav, but agala shel katan, apparently you're katan, you could be a zav. Tmei medrash. So it's made for sitting. So this little wagon, It's tamei medrash. It becomes an ava tuma. Vinitelas b'Shabbos, and it's considered to be a kli, so you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Ve'ena nigreres el al gabe kelim, but don't drag it in your backyard because you're going to make a chritz. So you can only drag it on top of garments, because if you drag it on the ground, it's going to make a chritz. It's going to make a ditch, and you're going to violate choresh. That's the words of Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol kelim. Ain Negror. No, all kelim you can't drag. Chutz min agala. Agala is okay. Beishi koveshes. It doesn't actually make a chritz. It just pushes the ground in, but doesn't really make a ditch. It doesn't really push the dirt away. So it's not considered to be digging. Says the Gemara, agala shel katan tmei medrash dahasamich leve, because the child sits on it. So it's a kli miyuchad. Li Yeshiva.
He
says it's to teach them to walk. It's a walker. And therefore, the Tino, that's why it says leans on it. According to Rashi, it should have said Yoshev Olav. Right, Tosfos. Agalah Shel Katan. Last Tosfos in the Perek, Pirush HaKunchus, Shehakatan Yoshev B'socha. Alone here, a demai kamashwan pshita, ain lcha kli miyuchad gadol mizeh. Lachay, it's obvious. Lachay, nearly dainu klishos and lektanim lislamid lahaloch a walker. The omedes al shlosha ufanim, v'ochis babiyada v'himis galgelis lefan of tamid. Very interesting. Thank you, Mordechai, for pointing that out. Very good. Okay, let's continue. Vinitelis b'Shabbos. So you're allowed to keep mishum dekatoras kli ale. It's a kli. Venigras agave kalim el agave kalim. You're only allowed to drag it on garments agave kalim and agave kakalo. My time to call it chritz. You're going to make a ditch in the ground. Money. Who's this going like? Rabbi Yehudi, Dam Dav Shimon Skavin, Asr. The Rabbi Shimon, Dam Dav Shimon Skavin, Mutter, Desani, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Goro, Adam, Mita, Kisiv, Safsal. Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to drag a bench in the backyard. Of actually Skavin, Lassus Chritz. If it ends up making a Chritz, it's okay. It's Dav Shimon Skavin. It's not, as long as it's not a Sikharish, it's not going to happen for sure. You're allowed to do it. Ema Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Ena Kol, Nagor, Mishav, Chusim, and Agon, Pleshi, Koveshes, Mebdeshi, Koveshes, in Aval Chritz, Lo Avda. It doesn't make a chritz. So make up your mind here. Is this wagon going to make a chritz or is this wagon not going to make a chritz? Gemara says, you're right. Shrei Tanai will leave with Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. This mission is not going like Rabbi Shimon. It's Tanakama who permits this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry. Answer the Gemara. Even Tanakama is going contra Rabbi Yehuda who says, Dov Hashem Miskavin is awesome. Shrei Tanoi, Tanakama, and the Tana that at the end who permits this are both Rabbi Yehuda. Even though they hold Dov Hashem Miskavin is awesome, but Libid Rabbi Yehuda, they're arguing about Rabbi Yehuda, would you answer this Agala on Shabbos or not? Tanakama holds that an Agala makes a chritz like all other Kalim because sometimes it's going to cause digging and therefore it's usher, but the Tana in the end holds a no. It's very, very infrequent, very unlikely that such a thing will happen. Really, the thing just pushes down the dirt. It doesn't really make a chritz, and therefore it is mutter. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, same time, 7:30. You have to do the exercise 6 to 7:30.
Okay, that's... Okay.